Lina, welcome back to Stuttgart. As a former champion, how does it feel to come back to a tournament like this?
Yeah, it's really nice to be back. I didn't play last year, but really excited to start here my clay court season.
So this tournament's obviously a little bit unique where it's indoor, you know, red clay court. I'm just talking about adjusting to, like, an indoor, you know, clay court tournament. What do you think about your game suits it well, given that you're a former champion here?
Well, I think indoor it's easier to play, no conditions, no sun, no wind, and honestly, I've been practicing now mostly indoor also. So I think it's great to start here, and even if it's not outdoor and maybe not real clay, you still slide, and as a start, I think it's really nice.
If I'm not wrong, you had your clay court preparation in Bratislava, right?
Yeah.
How was, like, this period of time for you? Like, did you catch any sort of rest after Miami, or you went straight to the clay season?
Well, I had a couple days off, and honestly, jet lag was pretty tough from Miami, so I was mostly sleeping. And after we started preparation, I needed to do some work physically, because the Indian Wells Miami long tournaments, and on the last match, I felt that my fitness dropped a little bit, and I definitely need to work on it. So it was just a couple days, and then preparation.
Elena, you started the start of season very strong. And you said that your goal is to become world number one. With Aryna Sabalenka not competing here, does it give you any extra motivation for this week?
I don't really think about it so much, because she's not here, but I still need to perform. That's the first thing. And then if I do the right things, I think the most important to achieve this, and somehow to maintain, and it's very difficult, and difficult goal, and I'm working for it, so hopefully it will happen. But I don't really look at the points each tournament. I just know that I need to do well at this point to come almost till the end of the tournament, no matter what I play. So it's mostly about improvement and consistency, and if it happens, it's great.
I know you didn't play Billie Jean King this past week, but I saw, obviously, Kazakhstan advanced to, you know, the finals. Just what are your thoughts about, you know, your country, you know, advancing?
Yeah, really proud. It was some crazy matches there. And, Yulia with Bianca, I just saw some highlights after, but it was a very long match. And then I'm happy that also younger girls managed to play. And, super happy for them, and I think it's great to be again in the final stages of Billie Jean King Cup.
Considering the end of 2025, this start of the new season, you did incredibly well, basically everywhere. You almost went to the final in almost every tournament. I just wonder if there is something that you are really proud after a long time, that you had to regroup yourself and start again to go to the top.
Well, of course, I'm proud of the work we did with the team, and for now it's been consistent, the result, and the way I played from end of last year and this year too. I played also after Australia, which was a really short time, but I played Doha, Dubai. Wasn't feeling the best, but overall I'm really happy with all the tournaments, all the matches I played. Some matches was really close, but in the end, the consistency for now is there, and I'm just hoping to maintain and keep on going.
This is more of a random question, but I've been asking some of the players. It's about tournament music and, like, DJs, not necessarily here, but in between, like, sets and changeovers. I'm just curious, what's your preferred type of music, and do you kind of enjoy the tournament music, or do you kind of find some songs, like, overplayed or things like that?
I actually like when there is music on the court, on the changeovers, and when, of course, you enter the courts, and I would say just need to give some energy, and it's nice for the crowd. And I think now in Jan Vos Miami was a good DJ of what I remember, what they were choosing. So yeah, I think that's important, not only for the players, it's just for the crowd.
Елена, был вопрос про Billie Jean King Cup, и, как известно, команда ваша вышла в финальную стадию, и, насколько я понимаю, там будет осенью эти игры. Как вот вы видите, как осень это тоже обычно итоговый, уже думали для себя, как получится, если получится?
Пока сложно загадывать, потому что календарь у нас достаточно сложный, и честно, еще пока не думала. Конечно, мне всегда хочется участвовать, но все зависит от того, как ты себя чувствуешь физически. И сейчас я понимала, что, во-первых, у меня есть и цели, и плюс есть какие-то моменты с физической подготовкой, где мне нужно прибавлять, и, может быть, так совсем быстро выходить на грунт было бы сложно.
Еще хотелось бы вас спросить, в конце прошлого года вы выиграли достаточно большую сумму призовых. В этой связи вопрос, может, у вас есть там какие-то мысли по тому, как основать фонд, либо что-то еще, куда бы, чтобы эти средства куда-то вложить? Может, уже что-то есть, но мы пока не знаем. Может, можете вы рассказать?
Да, это в планах, конечно, так как я уже до этого занималась какой-то небольшой благотворительностью и в целом немного об этом говорю, но мысли есть. И по поводу фонда это немножко другой момент, там более сложный по организационным вещам. У меня есть команда, с которой я сейчас советуюсь, и вот мы как раз думаем, как лучше сделать, зная, что есть организации, которым я уже помогала, либо также продолжить, либо все-таки фонд. То есть все пока в процессе, но 100% в этом году будет.